Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. Democrats are pouncing on a New York Times report that President Trump owes hundreds of millions of dollars to lenders. NPR's Brian Naylor explains that the report also claims that Trump paid just $750 in federal income taxes in 2016 and 2017.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the report, in her words, is a sign of President Trump's disdain for America's working families. She told MSNBC that the president's debt, also outlined in the story, is a national security issue because he reportedly owes more than $300 million in loans.
To whom? Different countries? What is the leverage they have? So for me, this is a national security question.
Democratic nominee Joe Biden's campaign quickly jumped on the story, releasing an ad on social media where people can compare the amount they've paid in taxes to the president. Trump has called the story fake news, but has not released any documents that could refute its key elements. Brian Naylor, NPR News.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris warns that the Affordable Care Act will be at risk if Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed. Speaking to a roundtable in Raleigh, North Carolina, Harris stressed the importance of voting.
This relentless obsession with overturning the Affordable Care Act is driven entirely by a blind rage toward President Obama. And it's happening at a moment when our country is suffering through the ravages of a pandemic that has claimed more than 200,000 lives in our country.
Harris sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee and is expected to take part in confirmation hearings for Barrett. Meanwhile, the latest figures from Johns Hopkins University show that more than 1 million people around the world have died from COVID-19. Four countries, including the United States, accounted for most of those deaths. Wildfires are raging once again in Northern California's wine country. From member station KQED, Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez reports that the pandemic is compounding the challenges that are facing the region's evacuees.
The Glass Fire exploded over the weekend, forcing tens of thousands to flee their homes in Napa and Sonoma counties north of San Francisco. But the shelters aren't as crowded as previous years. At the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds, there are just over 100 evacuees instead of the usual 700, says Allison Keeney, CEO of the fairgrounds.
We did have to turn people away from here and send them to another location. And again, that's a capacity issue really driven by COVID. It is massively inconvenient.
There are fewer volunteers, too, as they're afraid of contracting COVID-19. California emergency officials are now prioritizing putting evacuees directly into hotels, skipping the shelters. For NPR News, I'm Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez in Sonoma County.
This is NPR. Pilots at United Airlines have approved a deal that will avoid more than 2,800 layoffs later this week and perhaps more next year. The Airline Pilots Association says the agreement saves jobs at least until June by allowing the carrier to spread reduced flying time among its 13,000 pilots. Canadian Union Unifor and Ford Motors have finalized a new contract agreement. Details from Alec McClellan of member station WDET.
The union will now move on to pattern bargaining talks with Fiat Chrysler Automotive, a negotiation many analysts expect to be the most difficult. Officials say the automaker's Windsor assembly plant will be a main focus. Unifor President Jerry Dias says the facility, which produces Chrysler's minivans, recently lost a shift.
We need probably two vehicles for our Windsor assembly plant in order to get back to third shift. We have 1,500 of our members laid off, and that clearly is the priority.
Dias says the union will also seek a product commitment for Fiat Chrysler's Brampton, Ontario plant. He says talks with the automaker will begin on Thursday. For NPR News, I'm Alex McLennan in Detroit.
Veterinarians caring for 15 bulldog puppies rescued from a warehouse at Chicago O'Hare International are defying CDC orders to send the animals back to Jordan, where they originated. The Chicago French Bulldog Rescue says the dogs were shipped to the U.S. via Russia using forged papers to bypass laws on the number of dogs any one person can import. In the NHL Finals, the Tampa Bay Lightning has defeated the Dallas Stars 2-0 to win the Stanley Cup. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.